right, we've got Cody Havronik in from St. Mary's School. Morning, Cody. We should have a track meet today.
We should have a track meet today. G 60? 64 is that what she said, or 65? I almost feel like breaking the golf club.
I know. Well, it's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. Yeah. Could do a little golf today. But no, Scott, speaking of activities, Scott, is a great day for outside. Would have had a football game or basketball game. Would have been kind of nice. But we did have some basketball last week. On Friday, we traveled to Riverside. The girls' game did end up getting canceled due to COVID issues on that. The boys did play. They got the win 64-36 versus Riverside there. On Saturday, Archbishop Bergen came to town. We had a girls' game and a boys' game that night. On the girls' side of things, Archbishop Bergen defeated St. Mary's 59-37. And on the boys' side of things, Archbishop Bergen defeated our boys 51-46. The wrestlers kind of getting kicked off at this winter sports season. The wrestlers were also in action this past weekend. They traveled to the Howells Dodge Invite on Saturday. In the 120-pound weight class, Tyler Gleason went 1-4 on the day. He placed 5th in the tournament. In the 156-pound weight class, Will Schmitz went 2-2 on the day, and he placed 5th in the tournament. And then in the 285-pound weight class, Andrew Kuhlmus went 2-2 on the day, and he placed 5th in the tournament as well. And kind of some school news action, the St. Mary's One-Act team, they're going to be defending their state One-Act title from last year and performing their play titled Two Fronts at the state One-Act competition tomorrow. They're going to perform their play at 10:30 a.m. at the Johnny Carson Theater in Norfolk. Due to COVID issues, seating at the state competition is limited to 2 household family members per participant. So if you are interested in watching some of those plays, all of the plays will be live streamed, and the link to the stream can be found on the St. Mary's Facebook page, as well as the NSAA homepage at nsaahome.org. We would like to tell all of our actors and actresses to break a leg and have a great performance.
Yeah, good luck.
Should be kind of a neat deal. Hopefully you do a nice job. The St. Mary's building construction class, they built a farmhouse table and bench this fall that they're going to be auctioning off.
Boy, I saw a picture of that.
That's awesome. It's a pretty nice-looking table. Now through Sunday, December 13th. So bids are already in. They're taking those bids through December 13th. Proceeds from the auction, they're going to be used for the purchase of tools, materials, and equipment to support that building construction class. If you're interested in placing a bid on that table or interested in pictures on that table, we do have pictures on the Facebook page. We actually pinned it to the top. So if you go to St. Mary's Facebook page, it should be the first post that you see there. So,
and Christmas is coming up.
Somebody
needs a new dining table? Here you go.
There you go. It'd be a great Christmas gift. So I do have the dimensions on the Facebook page if you're interested. If you would like to place a bid on the table, you'll need to comment on the Facebook post. If you do not have a Facebook account and you'd like to place an anonymous bid, you can contact the high school or the parish center, and we can place your bid over the phone, and we can actually, we had one person do that already. We just put an anonymous bid in the comment and put your bid in there. So the starting bid did start at $300, and bids increased by 10. I think it's around 400 to 410 right now is what the bid is. So bidding is going to end this Sunday, December 13th at 8 o'clock. The person with the highest bid at the time, they will win the table and bench. The winning bidder will receive free local delivery of the table by the building construction class. So if you do have any questions, go ahead and give the high school or parish center a call, and we can get those questions answered for you.
All right. What else is going on at St. Mary's?
Yeah, we did announce the November Cardinal Virtue Award winners this last week. I do want to give a congratulations to all those students displaying cardinal virtues throughout the month. The award winners of the November Cardinal Virtue Award were Ryder Novak, London Reiser, Connor Banks, Amanda Pongratz, Sam Schindler, James Eby, Reed Havronik, McKenna Mudloff, Aaliyah Kelly, Megan Gleason, Hattie Bulow, and Harper Parks. So congratulations to all those November Cardinal Virtue Award winners. Looking at the calendar for this week, Scott, today we did have some changes to our school mass times. We do have a holy day today, the Immaculate Conception. So the high school is going to have their mass today at 8:10. The grade school is going to have their mass at 12:30 today. There's also junior varsity girls, JV boys, varsity girls, varsity boys basketball versus Niobrara Verdigris. Those games are going to start at 4:30, with varsity girls starting at 6:30 and varsity boys starting at 8. Like we said, tomorrow we've got the state one-act competition. St. Mary's performs at 10:30. There's also an advisory board meeting tomorrow night starting at 5:30. Then on Thursday, there's a wrestling meet in Clearwater starting at 2. There's junior high girls basketball at CWC. That's going to take place in Chambers at 4. And then on Friday, we've got a grade school, high school Cardinal Pride Day. There's also basketball versus Spalding Academy at St. Mary's starting at 4:45. And then Saturday, we have a wrestling meet in Stanton starting at 9:30.
All right. Another busy week.
Busy week. Those winter sports are kicking off and rolling.
You bet. And, of course, they can always check out the St. Mary's website or the Facebook page for any updated information. Still, the directed health measures for the basketball games tonight, is it, what is it, two members?
We have it at two. Basically, 64 people is what we have. We did some recalculating yesterday with numbers, and we did send some messages to those parents yesterday.
Okay.
It is household family members only.
Right.
With how that works.
So they can either watch it. You guys put it on Facebook. We'll have it on the radio tonight as well, however they want to watch or listen. Yep. And, root for them from home.
From home, yeah, if you have to.
There you go. All right, Cody, perfect. Have a great week.
Hey, you too. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, the St. Mary's principal, Cody Havronic.